This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This isn't sexualizing kids. This isn't. This isn't hypersexualization. This isn't sexual events with kids involved. Come on. I'm Ben Collins, NBC News. Listen to me. Now, I got to tell you. That's good. The crew, that's pretty funny there, guys. Because, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm like, how much time do I spend on the liberal left denying what they're up to? Because then it becomes the issue of, well, why are they covering it up? Why are they denying it? Are they really that evil? Are they really that sick? Do they really want access to children that badly? And this is leading a lot of people to the conclusion of, is this the mainstreaming of pedophilia? Is this the mainstreaming of minor attracted persons, as they like to be called now? Is that what we're dealing with here? Is that why the denial? Is that why the cover-up? Are they finally coming out to play? And they just want you to accept it? And I sit here and I say, how long do I have to show you all the clips of the hypersexualization of children with Ben Collins from NBC News in the background saying, this is not hypersexualization of children? That's why I do the joke. I say, this is not a gaggle of turkeys on the screen behind me. This is not a video clip of the Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving football game. Because it obviously is. I mean, that's ridiculous. But that's the world we live in. They want us to live in a ridiculous fantasy land world that doesn't exist. Men can have babies. Trans kids. The border's secure. I mean, I've got clips of Joe Biden sniffing children at the turkey pardoning. So let's go ahead. So here's Ben Collins again telling you there is no sexualization of children happening at drag story time events.
Just to show them that they're human beings and people. They go there and they read Dr. Seuss there. They read regular books, but it's read by a drag queen, and they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. And these spaces have become dangerous places of real-life information warfare. There's Proud Boys showing up on one side. Sometimes people, like local Antifa members, show up on the other side as a way to... It becomes a place where kids aren't safe. Not
Antifa exists now.
But because of this culture war that's been propped up.
Oh, kids aren't safe. All right. There you go. That's good. Oh, kids aren't safe. But guys, cue back up to the clip. Maybe we got past it. Cue back up to the clip where he says these are not hypersexualization events. I think we may have skipped past that. Oh, we just want to protect the kids. And then a half-naked dude in a bikini shows up with his genitals bulging, dancing for children, and he says, this is to protect the kids. I mean, how much longer do we have to deal with this? I mean, seriously. I mean, it just becomes the point where you just say, okay, this is not going to go on forever. Do we just get out of the way? Because, see, here's the problem. This is the ultimate logical conclusion that you reach here. Eventually, you put your hands up and you just say, okay, do we just let this thing play out until it's done, however that works itself out? I mean, you're not going to be able to engage in this child abuse and this sexual abuse forever. I mean, I don't know where you think this goes from here, but it obviously has a finite timeline. It obviously has a conclusion eventually. But see, when you say, okay, do we just let this play itself out? Do we just get out of the way and let this conclude itself? Here's the problem. Those children are innocent. Those children are innocent, and they don't deserve any of this. They don't deserve this. They don't deserve where they say, oh, it's gender-affirming surgery, and it's the exact opposite. I mean, this is total Luciferianism. This is total Satanism. And they go on mainstream news, and they say this is not the sexualization of children, and it's literally the sexualization of children. So how much longer do we have to live in this clown world with these people? Because we're the children is where we draw the line. We'll let you guys live out your little weird timelines, but leave the kids alone.
We always have our biggest sales of the year in November and December. And 2022 is no different. But now as we reach the midway point month of November, it's very important to understand that we have almost all of our great InfoWars Live products in stock. But most of them are very close to selling out. We won't get more for several months, give longer. Some will take 3-4 months to get back in. We're talking about DNA Force Plus. We're talking about X3 from a Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Super Mel Vitality. The list goes on and on. But despite the fact that they're all selling out, I want to pass these savings on to you, and we need funds in to continue operating. So this is a year-end blowout sale. 2023 will be here before we know it. So do your Christmas shopping early. Support the InfoWar. Boost your immune system and your overall well-being at InfoWarsStore.com with the up to 60% off sale with promo code 1776 at checkout. Get these great products while you still can and support the InfoWar. Thank you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I need to move on, and I'll come back to this subject with Drew Hernandez, who's protested these child abuse events. Oh, don't call this child abuse. See, and this is the big trap, is they go out and engage in the sexualization of children. You say, stop doing that. Someone goes out and engages in violence, and they say, this is your fault. And it's just, it's a trap. They've set a trap for us. And the only way out of this is logic, reasoning, common sense. But those things are pretty scarce these days, in case you haven't noticed. But here it is. So let's play Ben Collins from NBC News, and I'll move on and cover other news. But let's play this clip, guys, and then just roll the B-roll of everything you were showing in the last segment. So here's Ben Collins telling you this is not the sexualization of children, and then we'll show you the footage of what he's denying is the sexualization of children. This is the total clown world. This is the total upside-down world. And so, I don't know if Ben Collins doesn't know what's going on, or he's just a complete outright liar, but here you go.
They talk, they go there and they read Dr. Seuss there. They read regular books, but it's read by a drag queen, and they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. And these spaces...
Yeah. In fact... Here, let's do this, guys. Just put him on a loop. Can we just put that on a loop with all the... Yeah. That's perfect.
These spaces have become, they go there and they read Dr. Seuss there. They read regular books, but it's read by a drag queen, and they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. And these spaces, it is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. And these spaces have become dangerous places. They have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. It's read by a drag queen, and they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right.
So, I mean, should I just do this all day? I mean, it's like, do I just play this for 3-4 hours? I mean, what do we do? How do we defeat this nonsense? How do we defeat this propaganda? How do we defeat these lies? That's what's so frustrating, is you realize that, genuinely speaking, the American left has no interest in living in reality. They've completely abandoned all truth and reasoning. And they just do not care. And they've weaponized it all against you. So that's what I'm saying. I can sit here and play Ben Collins on a loop saying, oh, they just read books. They just have breakfast. It's not sexualization. And then just play hours and hours and hours and hours of the sexualization that he says isn't happening. But it's the same thing. It doesn't matter whether I'm talking about drag queen story time or whether I'm talking about the vaccines. I can sit here all day long and I can show you thousands of stories of vaccine injuries, thousands of stories of vaccines deaths. I can show you the VAERS reports with the tens of thousands of vaccine deaths, all from the COVID-19 vaccine, and they will sit up there like Anthony Fauci and say it's safe and effective. So what do you do? What do you do? What do you do when an entire group of people either consciously want to lie to you or just refuse to live in reality? What do you do? What do we do as humans in this situation? How do we properly address this? Because I got to be honest with you. I get to this point and I meditate on this and I don't like dehumanizing people. I really don't. Even our political opposition, I don't like to dehumanize. But you almost wonder if these people are even human. You'll wonder if these people are even human. This is not any human behavior that I can recognize. This is not any human behavior that I'm familiar with. This is not any human behavior that has ever crossed my mind. I don't recognize this. I don't recognize men dressing as women, sexualizing children. That's not human behavior. And then supposed reporters going on TV defending it, saying this isn't sexualizing children. That's not human behavior. That's alien. That's demonic. Lying to you about a virus, lying to you about a vaccine, and then still doing it 2 years later. That's not human. I don't recognize that. That's not human to me. That's demonic. That's alien. So it really just makes you wonder, doesn't it? It really just makes you wonder. Who are these people? What are these people? What is inside of them? What motivates them? What drives them? Why are they like this? And that's why I try to talk about the psychology of the left so that you understand what goes on in their mind. You have to understand that this is ritualistic abuse. You have to understand that this is ritualistic torture. You do have to go into the mind of these freaks to know why they operate this way. If a pedophile wanted access to your kids, how do you think they would do it? Oh, drag queen story time for kids? Sounds wonderful. Sure, I'll get dressed up like a fairy tale princess and dance in front of the children. Yeah, they can bounce on my lap too. Yeah, rub my belly. Yeah, rub my butt. Yeah, I've got a scratch, little Johnny, right there. You think you can help me out? Yeah. This is not human, folks. This is alien. This is demonic. And the children deserve defense here. And that's why we can't just let this go on. It's one thing with the vaccines at this point. Look, you want to inject yourself with this poison. Fine. Just leave the kids out of it. But they won't. They always go after that innocent. I mean, for the love of God, it's Joe Biden again in the White House sniffing and grabbing children. And you watch this and you say, you know, if Joe Biden did that to a woman, the common response would be this is sexual assault. The Me Too response would be this is a white man showing you his white privilege, sexually assaulting a woman and getting away with it. But he goes up to a strange child and sniffs him. And the parent sits there and lets it happen. I mean, where is the basic instinct? Where is the basic instinct to recognize a predator and to feel a predator's presence? Unbelievable stuff. I'm just at a loss at this point. But we know what it is. Satan is real. Demons are real. Demon possession is real. Satanic agendas are real. I don't know how else to describe any of this. I just don't get it. So I've got all this news, and I can't even cover it. And this is huge political news. So I need to come back and cover this out of Drew Hernandez coming up. What the Democrats are doing. See, that's what I'm saying. It's like, we've got the political corruption, and that's one thing I can sit here and cover it. But if I don't even sit here and make a fuss about them sexualizing and grooming and abusing children, then what good is cleaning the political system up if we're just feeding children into this monster beast liberal world order under the guise of LGBTQ rights? And we just normalize child abuse now. But I'm going to come back and I'm going to cover all this important political news. It's just sick stuff. Just our country's in a really sick, corrupt place. Oh, boy. I'm trying to be positive today, too. But when you have to stare at this all day long, it makes it a little tough.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Some of this political corruption. And we'll get back into the issue of the child groomers with Drew Hernandez and Kevin McCarthy hinting that they're going to try to impeach Mayorkas. Well, this is a joke. He lied under oath. He said the border is secure. Okay. Yeah, the border's secure. All right. Thank you, Mayorkas, for your openness and honesty here. Thank you so much. Oh, boy. Biden Department of Justice wants reduced sentence for leftist lawyers who used Molotov cocktails to target police van during protest. Now, this was the headline from June. So just to give you a little context here, you had two liberal Democrat lawyers that Democrat fundraisers, funders, activists, you name it, driving around during the George Floyd riots with Molotov cocktails, throwing them into buildings and whatnot, and they threw one into a police car. Now, the police car happened to be empty, but imagine if it wasn't. They didn't know if it was or not. They might have actually thought a police officer was in there, and they threw the Molotov cocktail in it and burned it. Could have been attempted murder. Pretty serious stuff, right? Well, the Biden administration, knowing they were loyal Democrats, stepped in. Female Molotov cocktail lawyer sentenced to only 15 months in jail. Former lawyer who threw a Molotov cocktail at a New York police vehicle during police brutality protest has been sentenced to 15 months in prison. Seven federal accounts. Use of explosives, arson, explosive to commit a felony, arson conspiracy, use of a destructive device, possessing and making a destructive device, pled guilty. And the Biden Department of Justice stepped in and said she will only get 15 months. Left-wing lawyer firebomber gets light sentence after intervention of Biden Department of Justice. Now, folks, you think it's bad enough that another Democrat leftist terrorist, violent terrorist, that was supposed to get 45 years in jail, instead gets 15 months thanks to Biden. You think that's bad enough? This is the exact same Department of Justice that has had nonviolent January 6 protesters in jail for more than a year. The exact same Department of Justice that has nonviolent offenders from January 6th in a jail for more than a year, just stepped in to make sure that an actual terrorist, somebody that actually tried to harm people, only gets 15 months. It's so criminal. It's so corrupt. It's heartbreaking. It's devastating. It's evil. There's no other way to put it. It's liberal Democrat supremacy. They're better than you. They're above the law. And if you haven't figured out that they are exhibiting that belief every day, you still don't get it. You walked into they just sentenced a girl. They just sentenced a girl who walked in to the Capitol on January 6th, didn't harm anybody, didn't steal anything, but filmed video, and they just gave her like 46 months. Again, didn't hurt anybody, didn't bring any weapons, just shot a video in Nancy Pelosi's office, and she just got like 45 months. This This person throws Molotov cocktails all around the city of New York, including in police vehicles. She gets 15 months. How much longer do we have to put up with this? Or is it, you know, because that's the thing, too. Because that's the thing, too. And you know what? I shouldn't even say this. But you can't help but wonder. I mean, is it done? Is this it? Is America over? Like, is it done? Is it time to give up? Is it time to get out? Is there some other country we can go to? Does any country on earth care about freedom or justice? Is there any country on earth not run by corrupt psychopaths? Is there anywhere for me to go? Is there anywhere I can go and not be afraid of my government? Is there anywhere I can go and actually have justice? Is there anywhere I can go and actually have free speech? Or have the Democrats officially ruined it forever? Is there any chance of saving America when right in front of the entire nation, the exact same Department of Justice steps in to take an actual violent terrorist Democrat sentence from 45 years to 15 months, and that same Department of Justice has nonviolent criminals that never heard a fly sitting in jail without trial for more than a year? Is it time to be realistic and just say, we're done, we're cooked, it's over? Or is there a chance we can still save this country? Is there a chance we can still stop this corruption? Is there a chance that we can still get back to common sense and truth and justice? It gets worse. Trump special counsel Jack Smith's connection to Michelle Obama explained. Oh, yeah, you know that new prosecutor that they just appointed to investigate Donald Trump again? Yeah, he's a total dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. Merrick Garland appoints special counsel for Trump investigations. Newly appointed special counsel Jack Smith is married to a documentary filmmaker who worked on a 2020 film about First Lady Michelle Obama and donated to President Joe Biden's 2020 campaign. I'm sure that'll be a completely fair and non-biased investigation, though, because we all know all these Democrat investigations into Trump are totally legit. That's what's so frustrating is you sit here and you deal with the hardcore. Democrats are hardcore, in case you haven't realized it yet. That's the one thing I envy about the Democrats, is they're actually hardcore. They're actually burning buildings to the ground. They're actually murdering police officers. They're actually sexually grooming children. They're actually locking up their political opposition. They're actually forcing you to take a medical procedure. Democrats are hardcore. They love it. And I have to sit here and deal with Kevin McCarthy, who's like, maybe we'll impeach Mayorkas. Attorney General Merrick Garland's son-in-law revealed as prolific Democrat donor. Fund super PAC behind the squad. They are hardcore. And then Mitch McConnell takes money from FTX and gives it to Lisa Murkowski so that they can keep the Trump-endorsed Chewbacca out of office. Manhattan District Attorney probing Trump's role in hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. Oh, let's bring that one back up. Yeah! Let's bring Stormy Daniels back up. Meanwhile, FBI paid out $42 million a year to confidential human sources, including thugs who set up Trump, Whitmer kidnapping hoaxers, and others. Your tax dollars stolen from you, given to Democrats to set you up and put you in jail. And they did it. And they're going to do it again. Because they are hardcore. And by the way, did you know that Joe Biden's granddaughter, Naomi Biden, had her wedding at the White House over the weekend? First time ever. And Joe Biden was wandering around sniffing people the whole time. Did you hear about that one? Yeah.
At the time of cutting this announcement, we are halfway into the month of November 2022. We're running the biggest sale of the year right through December, but many of our best-selling products will sell out in the next week to 2 weeks and will not be back in stock for at least 2 to 3 months. So now is the time to get up to 60% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on amazing products like X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, DNA Force Plus, Plus, Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. There are so many other incredible products available at InfoWarsStore.com. It would take an hour to list them all. My book, The Great Reset, The War for the World, unsigned copies and signed copies, again available at InfoWarsStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping early and support the InfoWar at this critical juncture for America and the future of the world. Again, the biggest sales of the year running now. Most of the products are still in stock, but not for long at InfoWarsStore.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, the crew makes a joke in the break. They're like, you know, that might be interpreted as you calling for violence. And I'm like, I don't remember calling for violence that segment. Well, you said you were jealous of the left getting to burn buildings and attack Trump supporters. And I didn't even realize that that's the way it might have been interpreted. But it is pretty ironic, though. Drew Hernandez is joining me now. Drew, it is kind of ironic, and I kind of like this form of reverse culture jamming where you promote leftist, liberal, Democrat values, and then you force them to tell you how bad they are. So, yeah, I mean, I should come on here and say, we should take over Austin's capital and call it the chop. We should throw Molotov cocktails into police vehicles. You know, I mean, like, I could promote all the activities the left does, and then they'd call me violent, even though I'm just doing exactly what the left does. But that's the irony. Drew Hernandez, where do you want to go? I wanted to cover the sexualization of kids. Ben Collins saying, no, it doesn't happen. Mayorkas says the border is secure. Obviously, it's not. You've been down there. I mean, where should we start today?
Well, let me piggyback off of what you just said. Thanks for having me, Owen. It's always an honor to be here with you. You know, dude, like, it's kind of like a reality confirmation when you do something like that, you know, because at this point we have to jujitsu these people and we're not really calling for violence, but it just kind of proves the point. Like, when you say something like that, they turn around and pretty much admit that they're the violent ones. I mean, you can go to Twitter right now. They're calling for the death of Shia Raycheck, the owner and creator of Libs of TikTok. They're trying to pin on her the Colorado shooting. And while they're doing it, they're going on Twitter and showing their true colors and taking the mask off of their face. Literally calling for her to be drone striked. These are quotes. They're calling for her to be drone striked, to be firebombed, and to be killed for a change. Now, I think it's pretty clear. We know that these are the Antifa, the BLM, radical domestic terrorists. But to go to your point, yes, when you say something like that in public and they turn around and try and pin it on you, it just kind of confirms the reality that they're actually the real violent ones. And they're too stupid to even realize it, to be honest. But at the same time, they are the masters of propaganda, and they'll just use it against you and me. And it'll never end. It'll never end.
Well, and here's the problem. It'd be one thing if we still had sanity or just any semblance of justice in this country, but seemingly we don't. When a Democrat lawyer can throw Molotov cocktails at people and buildings and police cars, and the DOJ steps in to give her 15 months, but a young lady who walks into the Capitol on January 6th, doesn't harm a fly, gets 46 months. I mean, there's no justice there.
I mean, you have to kind of like determine who's defining all this, because in their terms, in their commie language, that's justice to them because they're
well,
the tyrants.
Exactly. That's what's so dangerous. Exactly.
They define everything, they redefine everything, and then they have the masses believing this garbage because they get to set the terms. I actually think the mega Republicans thing is sticking with them and their base, obviously not with us and the viewers, but there are still millions of like mindless people out there that hear the term mega Republicans, and they're kind of low IQ, they're low information voters, they really don't research anything, they just kind of open up social media and whatever is the main talking point, I guess CNN is saying or Nancy Pelosi is saying, I guess that's what is to be believed. There are still a lot of people like that out there, and I think the mega Republicans thing is sticking, the right are the domestic terrorists are sticking. So, I mean, these people, they operate through phobia. That's why everything's a phobia, everything's a fear, and they emotionally manipulate a lot of people in order to control them. They've done it through COVID. They've done it through xenophobia, transphobia, homophobia. Everything's a damn phobia, but it's effective because that messaging effectively controls the people that you're trying to communicate to. That's what we are up against. When we talk about an info war, that's exactly what we are up against. It's this social emotional engineering that has people manipulated on a daily basis. They don't operate through facts. They don't operate through a good civil argument. They only operate through emotion. And every now and then you'll get a good red pill in. But unfortunately, there's still people in this country that are just totally mindless and think that Klaus Schwab and the New World Order is still a conspiracy theory when you could literally go Google and listen to their own words right now in 2022. It's pretty insane. What a time to be alive. I'm thankful we're here to push back on this stuff.
No, it's totally insane. Well, and you mentioned Klaus Schwab. It's like they'll run around saying Trump Nazi, Republican Nazi, you're Nazi. Eugene Schwab is Klaus Schwab's father, was a literal Nazi. Like, there's pictures of him in his Nazi. I mean, it's a joke. But see, here's the problem. You think about that. It is a mental jujitsu move. And here's a perfect example. Guys, if you can, pull back up the footage of all those people smashing the police cars that you had on a second ago. Here's the mental jujitsu that the globalists have pulled on the anti-establishment left that they just haven't figured out yet. Most of the human consciousness, I think, has realized in some way, shape, or form that you are still a slave to the government or you are oppressed by the government. I mean, there's some form of an understanding there just inherently when you know you're not free, you know you're getting taxed, you know the wars are fake, all of this stuff. And so the jujitsu that they pull is, okay, so they go out and they smash police cars. And they go out and they vandalize police cars and government buildings because they feel, oh, this is the government. This is me going up against the oppressive government. This is me going up against the corrupt government. No, No, you're missing the picture. You're going after local law enforcement that is just maybe like a bottom wing of the corruption that you may have had to face. No, the real corruption is in D.C. No, the real corruption is all these funding groups that run the media and run the politicians. That's who you're up against, but they've done the jujitsu and they think, oh no, the cops are my enemy.
Yeah, but Owen, they take it a step further because it's a cult. When you're in a cult, you just ride with the wave any way the cult decides to go. Whatever the doctrine is for the moment, that's what they go for. Whatever they're told to believe is what needs to be believed for the moment, that's what they go for. That's why the same people you just described are all the same people post January 6th that are praising the FBI and tagging the FBI all over Twitter. All of a sudden, they love the FBI. They love the deep state. They love law enforcement. They love tyranny all of a sudden.
They love war.
And they love war and they love Ukraine and giving all of our money to start a nuclear war. But at the same time, climate change, it's ridiculous. It's a cult, dude. It is a cult. That's why they don't even know. Some of them might know they're in a cult, especially the top leaders, the globalists that know what they're doing and manipulating and pulling the strings with the puppets. But the activists and all these SJWs on the street, these people are robot NPCs. I know we've said that for years to kind of like, you know, really joke around and like make these people look retarded. But I mean, they are controlled. These people are literally controlled because they have no idea that there are powers that be that are using them as the useful idiots on the ground to do their bidding. That's exactly what the 2020 race riots were.
Well, and that's why earlier I played the clip. I don't know if you have you heard the clip of Ben Collins on NBC saying, oh, they don't sexualize kids at these events. And we can play the clip for you in the next segment, or maybe they can cue it up. But I play the clip where he says, they're not sexualizing kids at these events. And then I have the video rolling over it of all the sexualization of the kids at the events, the strippers, the dildos, it's not going to lick itself. And that's what I'm saying is like, I don't want to dehumanize because that you get into a real dark place when you start to dehumanize. But how is that even human? How is Ben Collins a human going on television saying they don't sexualize kids at these events when everybody knows that's exactly what they're doing?
One or two things, right? And the first one is benefit of the doubt. Maybe this guy is so disconnected from reality and what's actually taking place, you know, because he has an elitist mindset or an elitist lifestyle, doesn't really know what's going on. And I'm kind of more on the side of believing the second one, B, it's sinister. He knows exactly what's taking place, but he's willing to cover it up for the sake of politics, power, control, and he hates children. He's probably on the side of women aborting all of their babies and killing them even outside of the womb. I would probably be willing to bet it's the latter, because the majority of these people just hate children. They hate humanity. That is why they are going to fall for the Antichrist and worship the devil in human flesh, because they want a new world order. And you got to attack the children in order to have that, because if you don't attack the children and control them, you will not have a population to control in the future and into the future for decades to come. That's why they are targeting the children so harshly, and they're slaughtering humanity, even having kids slaughtering their genitals. It's so psychotic. But at the end of the day, like you always say, Owen, and Alex always says, this is an agenda. This is an agenda from the top down.
I'm going to play this clip for Drew Hernandez on the other side, because he's been to these events, and maybe we should invite Ben Collins to one of these events and we can find out for sure how he feels about it, if you know what I mean.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
They go there and they read Dr. Seuss there. They read regular books, but it's read by a drag queen, and they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. They go there and they read Dr. Seuss there. They read regular books, but it's read by a drag queen, and they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. They go there and they read Dr. Seuss there. They read regular books, but it's read by a drag queen, and they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right.
Ben Collins on NBC News just either completely lying to you or completely inaccurate. But I think we have the solution here, Drew. I think maybe the next time you or I go out to film a drag queen story time event, maybe we should invite Ben Collins out and we should say, here, Ben, here's the events where you say they're reading books and eating breakfast. I don't see crumpets and literature anywhere, but hey, look, there's a stripper, Ben. Oh, and a kid handing him a buck. What do you think about that, Ben? I mean, maybe that's what we should do, because you're right. Either they know that this is going on and are lying about it, meaning they like it, or they have no clue this is going on and they go on air and talk about something that they haven't even looked into for themselves.
Absolutely. I mean, there are countless videos. There's countless documentation of these all-age drag shows. I mean, so many of them have gone viral. I would be shocked if this dude hasn't seen anything like that. But we know, right? What do we know, Owen? We know that the left, deep state, the rhino types, all these people, the elites in power, they love children. They love to sexualize children. They love pedophilia. They love to see children with their clothes off. I mean, this is out in the open. Everybody knows this. So it's no surprise to me you have some elite hack on TV just trying to tell the public, oh, none of this is going on. It's not going on at all. And I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this, Owen. If you do go to one of these things, you have to go undercover. You want to know why? Because if you go there just out in the open and you pull out your phone and you start documenting what's happening, they freak the hell out. They start to scream at you. They start swatting at your phone and telling you you can't film because they're afraid of what's going to be revealed. These books that they're reading to these kids are filled with pornography. There's sexualized themes. They're teaching the kids about homosexuality, transgenderism, like little kids. We've documented this. So I would be willing to say this. This guy probably knows exactly what's going on, but he probably has his own skeletons in his own closet, and I'd be curious to see what those are. I'll just say that.
So, and here's the trap that they've set. They hold these events that are clearly hypersexualizing children. Then they go on TV and they say, oh, it's not happening. But then, oh, by the way, you out there who are filming this, you're the ones that caused the shooting in Colorado. So it's like this, it's this circular logic trap that they have where they say, no, this isn't happening, but by the way, you filming this and showing it happening is what's leading to the shooters like in Colorado, and then they blame Trump and they blame Lauren Boebert and they blame, you know, the media for reporting on it. And of course, what's the real origin story? We don't like children being abused. We don't like children being sexualized. We don't want children being exposed to pornographic material in the classroom. That's our problem. And then somehow you're to blame because you don't want children being abused. You're to blame if some psychotic who was already known to the FBI, goes and shoots up a nightclub.
Well, I mean, take a look at this, right, Owen? Some of the most classic depictions of the devil, Baphomet, right? The half beast, man, woman, naked body, all that. Some of the most classic depictions of that are drawings with Baphomet, with children to the side. Little children looking up at Baphomet, just fully with breasts hanging out and a male body and a half human. That's exactly what you're seeing. You could take one of those images. I don't know if the crew could find one, but there's tons of them on Google. You could take one of those depictions, put it right up against what's happening with these all-age drag queen story hours. It is the exact same thing. This agenda is satanic. It's demonic. It's been around for thousands of years, by the way. The exploitation of children and taking children and making pedophilia normalized in society is happened, and it's gone through cycles through the Romans, the Corinthians. This has been going on for thousands of years. And here we are in 2022 in the United States of America, where we are the most powerful we've ever been, in my opinion. I think we continue to move forward. Things might look bad right now, but we should be able to be in a place where we're at the most advanced we've ever been. At least that's what they claim, right? But here we are going backwards. We're morally going backwards, where we're sexually exploiting our children, where they think we're going forwards as civilization. Just because we move forward technologically doesn't mean that we're moving forward civilly or morally or socially on a societal level, because you could take that temperature, you could determine where we are as a civilization by how we treat our children. We're slaughtering our children, we're chopping their genitals off, chopping their penises, their breasts off, trying to call it normal like it's the same or the equivalent to going and getting a tattoo or getting a haircut, okay? Aborting millions of babies for decades, and here we are out in the open. There are Americans trying to normalize minor attracted persons and trying to say that what's taking place at the all-age drag shows is not really happening. That is where we are right now in America, and it is quite literally total depravity. When the Bible talks about this stuff, all we can continue saying is that Jesus was right and that God was right. He's always right, because it always ends up being the case.
Well, that's because I reach the same logical conclusion. It's just like, okay, I mean, God, do your work here. Like, I can call it out. I can say it's evil, but Lord, you're going to have to go to work here. But then you realize, wait a second, there's innocent children that are in the crosshairs. There's innocent children that are being victimized by this. I can't sit on the sideline and let this play out. We have to do something to protect these children. But when you see this stuff, you can't help but think the worst of people. You can't help but think the worst of these groups of people that would do this to kids and then lie about it. And I do believe this ties into the open border, because now you're thinking, okay, the same people that push for the open border are the same people that are out here pushing for children to be sexualized in libraries and schools. And you realize, wow, 500,000 unaccompanied minors have come across the border since Biden has been in the White House. Where do they all come from? Where do they all go? They have to realize there's obviously human trafficking, sex trafficking going on, and yet no interest in stopping it. And then Mayorkas comes out and says, oh, no, the border is secure. So I'm sorry. You're lying to me about the border. You're lying to me about sexualizing kids. What is really behind all of this? It's like people don't even want to look behind that curtain, and I don't blame them. But, I mean, we're talking about industrial levels of human trafficking at the southern border that they allow. We're talking about openly hypersexualizing children that they promote and allow. And we're just supposed to sit here and accept it.
Well, really think about it. You know, I mean, all roads, I've been saying this on my show over and over and over and over again, is that all roads lead to the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, New World Order, right? Klaus Schwab is on record. Anyone could just, with a simple Google search, okay? They don't even try and hide this on Google. Oh, and you know this, right? With a simple Google search, you can Google Klaus Schwab talks about revamping countries, not just the United States, revamping the social and economic structures of countries. That's including the United States of America. So as you watch systematically all of our social fabrics be inverted and overturned, where once we valued the innocence of children, as we should, according to God, right? But now we've turned it backwards and we sexualize children, we murder children in and outside of the womb, and we botch and mutilate their genitals. Everything you've ever known about America is being turned upside down. Law enforcement, the border, law and order, patriotism, nationalism, as an American, everything you've ever known is being turned upside down because there is an agenda out there to do just that. They use nonprofit organizations. They use non-government organizations. They use organizations like BLM. They use all these SJW organizations on the ground to cause this social change. They even infiltrate Disney. They infiltrate corporations. They infiltrate the NBA. They infiltrate everything to change the social fabric so it becomes normalized in the mainstream, where people begin to believe that this stuff is somehow, I guess, the norm. I guess this is the norm now in the United States of America. Some popular podcasters on YouTube are coming out and saying, this is just normal now. Why are right-wingers having an issue with these drag shows with kids and stuff like that? I mean, it's 2022. That's exactly what I'm talking about. They're all used to bring this social change in the United States of America, which is pushing us toward pedophilia, which is pushing us toward murder, which is pushing us towards open borders. And by the way, people can go. You could check the UN documents. Alex has covered this for years. You could Google World Economic Forum, how immigration has changed the world for the better. 2016, they put this out, and they clearly talk about that because of having a problem with repopulating countries, that is why we need mass migration. And it causes more money and more revenue for these countries and the trillions of dollars. Like, all of this is by design. It's not a conspiracy. So when you see the open borders, when you see the pedophilia, when you see the mass destabilization of our social fabrics of this society and the economy, know that it's coming from an entity, the World Economic Forum, the NWO, and at the heart of that is Lucifer himself.
That is Drew Hernandez. Drew, do one more segment with me on the other side, a 5-minute short segment, and I want to ask you really the ultimate question that I'm just faced with myself today, staring at all of this, dealing with all of it, trying to awaken the people to all of it. I'm going to ask Drew Hernandez the ultimate question that I think we're all asking ourselves on the other side of this break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.